Heavy Metal Times magazine says Virgin Steel will soon break their way into the ranks of metal stardom. Circus magazine says Virgin Steel is heavy metal with an IQ. And Kerrang magazine calls Virgin Steel hotter than a barbecue in the Sahara. Hi, I'm Mark Snyder in the studio now with Virgin Steel from Long Island, USA, whose LP Guardians of the Flame is currently at number 7 on the Sounds Kerrang charts. David DeFay, vocals and keyboards. The band was formed in 1981. And Jack, tell me a little bit about the beginnings.
You know, we were jamming and playing together on and off for a couple of years, and we had the idea in the back of our minds to start a heavy metal band, but the problem was we never had a really good singer, so we started auditioning. We went through about 40 different singers. One day, this girl that Joey was friends with suggested that we check out this guy named David DeFay, and she said he was really good, and so we decided we'd go over there and hear him. And I think Joey can tell you the rest of what happened.
Oh, well, me and Jack went down to Dave's house. And he had a whole setup in his basement, a real nice setup, with keyboards and a little PA and everything. So we heard him really well. Played a Rainbow song and Catch the Rainbow and a Led Zeppelin song, No Quarter. And totally excellent, that's all I can say. It was that good that we just knew right then and there that this is the singer.
Dave, tell me a little bit about the first LP.
The first one was done on a shoestring budget very quickly, and it's basically live in the studio. Very few overdubs on that. And we're quite proud of it.
So that album was released around Christmas time of 1981. Matter of fact, just a couple days before Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. What happened after the release of the first album?
Well, we did lots of support things that Joe O could elaborate on, I think.
That's great. We opened up for a couple of big bands. Crocus, Riot,
Man of War, Mountain, good old Leslie
West.
Yeah, that
what
was a big
thrill. That guy was.
So the sales on that first album is respectable a good word?
Oh yeah, quite respectable, I'd say.
I found something fascinating about that first album. You guys do something that blew me away, as well as a lot of your fans. You put a phone number on the back of the album, and when a person who buys the album or bought the album called the phone number, they didn't get a recorded message saying, "Hi, this is Virgin Steel, we're playing at such and such, come down and see us," but Dave DeFay on the phone, or any member of the band, and you were willing to talk, and I found that quite fascinating. Where'd you come up with that idea?
Hugh Hefner from Playboy magazine, actually. He told us it would increase our sex lives 1,000-fold, and wow, he was quite correct in that. But seriously, it's a wonderful way to keep in contact with all the fans around the world. It's wonderful.
Okay, so the first LP, Virgin Steel 1, is released. The sales are respectable. You go on a tour to support the album. 6 months later, you're ready with the second album, Virgin Steel 2, Guardians of the Flame. Why would a Long Island-based band be picked up by a European label, which is Music for Nations, right? Dave?
Yeah, that's right. Well,
what happened with that was their American counterpart, called Important Records, was distributing our first album. And they saw that it was doing quite well. At that time, they wanted to get involved with something else. Steve Mason, who's the president of Music for Nations, flew in from London to see us. We played him the tapes of the new album, Guardians of the Flame, and he was blown away. He loved it. And as soon as he got those tapes, he put it on his label. He had it out within a week and a half from the time we gave him the tapes.
So the album was released, Virgin Steel 2, Guardians of the Flame, in mid-July, and a lot has happened since then. Your album, like I said, is at number 7 on the Sounds Kerrang Heavy Metal charts. Fill me in a little more detail on what has happened since the release of Virgin Steel 2.
Well, since then, we've been to England. We met a lot of the fans, and we had a great time, and we plan to go back there very soon. Also, we've done a lot other recordings that are going to be coming out within the coming months, and a lot more playing, quite a bit more playing.
You guys writing right now for an upcoming album?
Absolutely, I've been writing the storm. I got about 10 or 15 songs ready at the moment. I got a track called Lost Horizons, one called Fire in the Stone, and I have an epic track I'm working on now called The Angel of Light. I hope to get that done real soon.
It keeps the kids interested. It keeps everybody up to date. You know, everybody feels like they're part of something that's happening. A lot of people have told me that they've seen a progression from the first album to the second album.
Without a doubt. Production, songwriting, it's a 100% improvement.
Yeah.
So you guys, record is at number 7. I'm sure that's, you guys feel that's quite an accomplishment. How do you feel about that?
I think it's amazing.
Did you ever think, looking back, that you'd have a record sitting at number 7 comfortably? I might want to add.
How long ago?
I knew it. I knew I was destined for greatness. I knew it. My mother told me when I was a kid. I just knew it.
All right. What is in the future for Virgin Steel? You've got 2 albums out now. You're working on a possible major tour of Europe.
Yes. Hopefully, we want to be back there very soon.
Does Virgin Steel have a message for its fans?
Just do what you feel is right. I mean, if you want to be a drummer, practice. If you want to be a guitar player, practice.
Jack, what do you think?
Do what you feel. Seriously, it's important that to believe in yourself, especially. My message is, you know, try to look on the positive side, even though the world around you is crumbling. Try not to think about it for a while, at least when you listen to our albums.
Joe, what's your message for your fans?
Buy our album. Come see us. We're hot. We're great.
David DeFay.
Well, I think the main message of Virgin Steel is to maintain your honor and your dignity in the face of extreme adversity, fear nothing, and celebrate the power and the triumph of the human spirit. And continually push the envelope musically if you're a musician and try to achieve the impossible and the unexpected and follow the music of your head, heart, mind, body, spirit. And in general, have as much success as humanly possible.